We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Marcel Lozier. He's the president and CEO of Imagine Canada. Now, Imagine Canada is a national charitable organization whose cause is Canada's charities and nonprofits. So welcome, Marcel.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. So tell us a little bit about more about your organization, and you'll be talking about a special project, Students Verb Charities. It's a contest, actually.
That's right. Imagine Canada is a national organization. It's an umbrella for charities and nonprofits in Canada. And the role of Imagine is to provide voice and strengthen the voice of charities, to act as a forum so that they can come together and learn from each other, and to create an environment where it makes it easier for charities to serve, support, and work with Canadians and communities here and around the world. And what we would really like to do is really get the whole idea of a charitable organization, the work that we do, on the radar of Canadians and on the radar of students in particular. You know, charities touch every aspect of our life, whether it be in the arts and culture, in the environment, in health and education and social services and international development. All of these organizations touch one part of our life or another and are active in communities across the country, but very often they're invisible in the sense that we see them on a one-by-one basis, but forget to think about the role that they actually play collectively.
That's so true, and all the people that play a role in each one.
That's right, the volunteers, the people who work in those organizations, those who donate, those, of course, who benefit of the services and supports, and that can be for, you know, helping people in need, but it's also about creating quality of life. You know, when you go to the symphony or go to the museum, these are all charities, right? When your kids go and play sports in the on Saturday morning, those are nonprofits that are very often organizing those programs. If they were to shut down tomorrow morning, it wouldn't be government or business that would come in and fill the gap. They would be gone forever, and that would really change the way we actually see and consider our quality of life. Mm-hmm. The idea behind our contest, which is called Student Verb Charities, is to challenge students at the post-secondary level, so university or college, Cégep, to challenge them to think about what an awareness campaign could look like so that Canadians have a better understanding of the role and the contributions that charities play in our lives on a daily basis. And this, you know, we're challenging students to do this in any way they want. It could be through any medium they want. It could be through sculpture, through dance, through singing. It could be using social media. We think this is important enough that, you know, we are working with a foundation and putting some substantial dollars behind this because we really want students to take this seriously and work at this. The first prize is $50,000 for either an individual or a group of students that would come together and develop the strategy. The second prize is $25,000 and the third prize is $10,000. So these are substantial prizes, which we hope and that will interest students both. They will come to it both because they like the idea of promoting charities, and secondly, they realize that this could be a way for them to help them financially at the same time.
Good, and it certainly gets a lot of awareness out there as far as the younger generation goes. So
that's
around
right.
Here, that would be Bishop's University and Champlain College as far as the English institutions go.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it's bilingual too, I guess.
So. It's bilingual. There's a great site, studentsverbcharities.ca. It's very easy to access. So talk to you about the contest, the competition, give you some sense of what it's all about. It will be bilingual. There are two really parts to the competition. The first one is getting everyone to come forward with their ideas, and that they have till next fall to actually be able to do that. Of all of those entries, 25 will be chosen to go to the next step, and we'll be receiving some financial assistance to be able to think about how they would actually execute those public awareness campaigns. And then it will go to a full jury, and in June 2013, the grand prizes would be announced, and then the awareness campaigns would be launched in one way or another, depending on what's being proposed.
Okay, good. Now, the first step, I guess, is to go to the website, www.studentsverbcharities.ca, and from there, what do the students do? They can...
read the description of what the contest is all about, mm-hmm. and the types of things you can do. Then you'll find the key dates. Mm-hmm. So the contest launch, that's already happened in mid-January. The deadline to submit the entries is November 30th. And then January 31st, judges will have selected the 25 panelists, who then will have the individuals have about 5 months to do the rest of the work, and then the winners will be announced in June 2013. Okay. So all the information is there. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. There's also a place where you can call to get more information if you want to talk to the manager of the contest.
Good, and it's quite a nice website, too. It's certainly very good. Lively, and I went to the website, so it's a lot of information there. And certainly prizes of money, students can certainly use those, too.
Well, we know the debt load of students today is not an easy matter, so if this can help some students, that would be really great.
Okay. Now, have you done this contest before, or is this a first time?
No, this is a first. I don't think it's done anywhere. And we're doing it with students because we really have a sense that students will come at this very differently. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have people, you know, my generation, think about, you know, what would public awareness campaign look like? How would we do this? How would we get on the radar of Canadians? And we probably would have some good ideas. But my sense is that the real innovation, the real really great ideas are going to come from the next generation and from those students who are thinking very differently. And I think we'll bring a fresh look to the charitable sector. So that's the reason we really wanted to focus on students.
What a great idea. And I think it's a wonderful age group, too. So much creativity in that age group.
Absolutely.
Good. Now, anything else you'd like to mention about the contest or your organization before we go, Marcel?
No, I think it's all there. I hope people get excited about it. I think, as I said, you know, you can enter it as an individual or you can enter it as a group. But I think this could be a great opportunity to add something. I know students are very busy, but it could be, I think, a really interesting opportunity for people to look at, and I hope it will attract a lot of attention.
Oh, good. Well, we thank you very much.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.